So AI is now deciding what you'll eat for dinner. Well, sort of. The algorithms that predict what foods make it to your grocery store are getting freakishly smart. And honestly, it's about time because the amount of food waste in our supply chains is, let's just say, it's bananas, literally and figuratively. Welcome to AI News Blend. I'm your host. Let's get into it. All right, story number one. AI is quietly revolutionizing the food industry, but not in the flashy robot chef way you might expect. It's happening behind the scenes in supply chains, and it's actually solving real problems. Here's what's happening. Companies are deploying sophisticated AI systems that can track everything from farm to table in real time. And I mean everything, temperature fluctuations in shipping containers, traffic patterns that might delay deliveries, even social media trends that could spike demand for certain products. Here's where it gets interesting. Experts are now predicting that within just 3 years, AI will influence 90% of global food consumption. And that's not just a big number, that's basically everything you eat. The systems are getting so good at predicting exactly how much of each product needs to be where that they're dramatically cutting down on waste, and in an industry where margins are razor thin and waste is both an environmental and financial disaster, this is huge. But the weird thing, despite how important this technology is becoming, there's a surprising lack of buzzy VC-backed startups in the space. I dug into this looking for the hot new food chain AI companies backed by the usual suspects, Andreessen Horowitz, Sequoia, Y Combinator, and came up empty. It seems like this revolution is happening more quietly, with enterprise solutions and existing players adding AI capabilities rather than disruptive startups grabbing headlines. And honestly, I think this tells us something important about where AI adoption is actually happening versus where the hype is. While everyone's talking about generative AI and chatbots, these practical, high-impact applications are flying under the radar, but they might actually be changing our world more fundamentally. But here's the thing: while everyone was watching traditional supply chains get smarter, Amazon has been making some fascinating moves that could change everything about how food gets stored and monitored. They're rolling out AI-powered sensors throughout their massive logistics network that can monitor storage conditions in real time. These aren't just simple temperature gauges. We're talking about sophisticated machine vision systems that can actually see when produce is starting to spoil, detect contamination risks before they become problems, and automatically adjust storage conditions to extend shelf life. It's like having 1,000 quality control experts working 24/7, except they never get tired, never miss details, and can predict problems before human eyes would notice them. What makes this particularly interesting is that Amazon isn't just doing this for their own grocery business. They're positioning themselves as the infrastructure provider for the entire food industry. Think about it. They already have the cloud computing platform everyone runs on with AWS. They have the logistics network with their fulfillment centers, and now they're adding this layer of AI-powered food safety and quality control. The implications are pretty wild. If you're a food producer or retailer who wants this kind of technology, do you build it yourself or do you just plug into Amazon's platform? And what happens when one company has that much control and data about the entire food supply chain? I'm not saying it's good or bad necessarily, but it's definitely something to watch closely as this plays out. Quick hits before we go. Despite the promise of AI in food supply chains, experts emphasize these systems still require significant human oversight and maintenance. They're not set it and forget it solutions. Machine learning is being used to detect subtle patterns in production that humans might miss, potentially catching contamination issues before products ship. And interestingly, blockchain is making a comeback here, not for cryptocurrency, but for creating tamper-proof records of food journeys from farm to store. That's your blend for today. And it makes me wonder, as AI makes our food system more efficient and less wasteful, will we actually see that reflected in our grocery bills? Or will those savings just boost corporate profits while we keep paying the same prices? Something to think about next time you're in the produce aisle. I'll see you tomorrow.